2021. I'm going to call the county commission meeting to order. And it looks like we have Commissioner Scott's going to give the invocation and pledge of allegiance by Jenica Standard, our HR manager.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to be here this evening. We would ask a blessing to be upon us as we go over the items on the agenda, that we can make the best decisions for the residents of our county. We're thankful for this wonderful area that we live in and for the many blessings we enjoy. We're thankful for those that serve us, and please keep an eye on them and protect them in their service, both here and abroad. We're thankful for the many blessings that we enjoy and for this season. Please continue to bless us with the water that we'll need for this coming year, that we may have enough for our needs and for our crops. We're thankful for those that serve in different capacities, and please bless and watch over them always. Please bless our families as we're away. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. Appreciate that. It never ceases to amaze me how we were able to still do that in this country, and I appreciate that. Administrative review, reports, future agenda items. Oh, no. Yeah, how about minutes first that you sent out? I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from September 13th, 2021 and September 29th, 2021.
I'll second that.
I got a motion by Commissioner Hatfield. Motion by Commissioner Hatfield and second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Now, administrative review reports. You got anything?
Nope. I don't this time.
Steve, we missed you. Do you have anything?
I think so.
Okay. Jenica, we missed you in our stuff too. Have you got just the stuff on the agenda?
Yeah, and I need a closed session.
Okay. Commissioner Scott.
Had a conference call with the health department this morning. It's a month or bi-monthly. We do it, I think it's the first and third Wednesday of each month, just to go over where we're at with the COVID response and what's happening. Numbers are starting to trend down just a little bit. One of the big concerns is that they've seen an uptick in a couple of the classrooms. Mountain Crest actually went through the state test to stay policy last week because they had so many positive cases in the school. After the testing was done and they found the positives, got everybody isolated and quarantined and followed up on it, the case count there at the school dropped, I mean, dramatically. They've had virtually no new cases and kind of got it nipped before it got anywhere, so it worked good. Really well, but things are going well for the most part. Just again, you know, be safe, and if you're concerned,
I do know that the critical areas in the state, well, in Boxhall County and Logan, Cache County, are still at 90%. So that's their biggest thing now, is just trying to keep the emergency beds and stuff open for actual emergencies. So
they did mention that one of the problems is some of the people that have been hospitalized have been there for 2 to 3 weeks. And so, you know, when you have one patient that's in a bed for 2 to 3 weeks, you know, obviously there's not an opening in that bed. There's no turnover. So, but things are looking a little bit better. Booster shots are available for the more at-risk population. And those will roll out to the general population as they cycle through. So
okay.
That's about it.
Thanks for the update. And I don't have anything. So our 505 is actually going to just come when she gets here. Got to wait till 5:15 for a public hearing. So let's go to the support of the Nucor Project Bean, and that's us. And I think, Chrissy, you've got that. Have you got the letter?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to read it or?
Sure.
Just don't say Nucor. If it has Nucor in it.
As commissioners of Box Elder County, we want to inform you and your organization that we fully support the recruitment efforts associated with Project Bain. The county has begun the process to make tax incremental financing available to this project, and we would request that the state work to provide any available incentive, including a job creation tax credit as well. The estimated capital investment of this project is $50 to $60 million, and the job creation is 10 to 15 high-paying jobs. The company is constructing a critical piece of infrastructure that will ensure future growth and investment. The site in Box Elder County is competing against several other locations across the country, and we're eager to help however possible. We thank you for your consideration. Look forward to working with you and your team. If you have any questions, please contact us. So.
Okay, I think we're in full support of this company that's been here for a while, and they want to expand inside the county limits. So I'd entertain a motion for support.
I'd make a motion that we sign the letter of support.
I'll second that.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Hadfield and a second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Jenica, do you want to come up, or do you want us to just... Yeah.
Okay. So we have a resolution for you to appoint me as the county representative for the USIP annual board meeting, and then if I'm unable to attend, Steve will be the alternate.
You good with that?
I asked him. Don't you worry, I asked him.
Want to make sure.
Okay. All right. And then you'll get with us to see who you want to vote for?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Cool. Yeah, I'd make a motion that we appoint Jenica to be our USIP representative and Steve as the alternate. Resolution 21-10.
Second.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Scott, second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. There's that too.
Scott Lyons, you want to come up and.
Did you want to do that?
Oh, School Trust Land. While you're coming up, yeah. We get letters all the time from people that don't know kind of what SITLA is, and Commissioner Scott's going to talk a little bit about the school trust program and what it means to our county and our school system.
So this has been going on for quite a while. So the state has lands that have been set aside, and the revenue that's generated on those go into the schools to help fund their needs. I was on the Mountain View Community Council. That's been quite a few years ago, probably 15 to 20 years. And the amount that we had to allocate then was only about a third of what is received now. And so they've done an excellent job managing these lands for growth and providing an ever-increasing funding source for the schools. Each year right now, Box Elder County receives about $1.7 million. They go to the 22 schools in the county, and then it goes through community councils, and they're able to pick how to use that money and the best way to help their school. And so it's really a local approach. It's made up of a handful of parents, maybe a PTA representative, and then administration at the school. And so they look at the individual needs and then use that money to meet as many of those as they can. So it's a great program. And like I say, SITLA, the State Institutional Trust Lands, they've done a great job managing that. And so they just sent us a report that showed how it broke down this year. So it's based on per pupil. And so there's about $140 per student that goes to each school. So,
thanks. Okay, Scott. If you take more than 5 minutes, I'll have to interrupt you.
Make him talk fast.
35.
Okay. My first item is the Beaver Dam rezone. The request is from the MU 40 zone to the RR 10 zone. This is located off of 400 West in the Beaver Dam area. It consists of 224.39 acres, so a decent size. The original zone, the MU 40, was adopted in June of 1998 as part of an effort to zone the Beaver Dam and Collinston area. And prior to that, it was an unzoned area. So this applicant came through with a similar proposal in January. It was zoned at that time. The request was from the MU 40 to the RR 5 zone, so 5 acre as opposed to the current 10 acre that's being proposed. At that time, the Planning Commission forwarded a recommendation of denial based on four items: being inconsistent with the goals and objectives of the county's general plan, not being harmonious with the overall character of the area and adjacent properties, and community concern regarding roadway access, water, stormwater, and adequate facilities, and the county's concern over regarding roadway access. So the applicant decided to submit a new application with the 10-acre zone being proposed. This went to the Planning Commission last month, so September 16th, and a public hearing was held. And the Planning Commission made a very similar motion, and they recommended denial again. And their recommendation was based on those same factors. So that recommendation of denial is what is coming to you today. I don't know if you have any questions regarding this, or if you want to kick me off.
No, you still got a couple minutes. I know Commissioner Scott has been in all these meetings, so I would like to hear.
Do you want to remind him total parcel size?
Total is 224.39 acres.
Okay. Yeah, that was the biggest concern that was voiced, not by, you know, just Planning Commission members, but by the other public as a whole, was, especially when it was 5 acres, was you could potentially have about almost 50 lots if it went down to the RR5. Mm-hmm. And then if it was 10, you could have up to about, you know, 22 lots. And so there was, you know, some pretty strong concern with that, the water. I believe another one that was a concern was the road, ingress and egress. And so those were the primary concerns. I believe that this is the one, is it Weston's?
Correct.
Okay. I spoke with them a couple of times, and I see both sides of it. I'm a big advocate for being able to do what you'd like to with your property, but at the same time, there are concerns anytime that there's development, especially water sources and congestion and just what's there in the area. So one of the things that I mentioned to them was talking about a zone by contract. And so if the intention is to just go in there and do so many lots, and that's all that they're going to do, maybe approach it from that standpoint. Because from what I heard, that was the biggest single concern, was that there could be 40 or 45 lots there. And I don't believe that's their intention at all. And so if they knew that there was only going to be X, and if it was ever going to be more than X, it would require a new rezone. Mm-hmm. I think that would be something that would be, I don't know that it would be perfect for the Westons. I don't know if it would be perfect for the community, but I think it would be a compromise that most could deal with or live with.
Did they talk about alternative routes to get in and out of the property? Because we just posted a speed limit study and did two new electronic signs on both sides posting the speed limit, because they've had such an egress and egress of both things that are happening. So we just put in some electronic flashing signs there for the speed.
In the Beaver Dam area?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one, the only access in and out of that area is 400 West, and it's, I don't know if you're familiar which one that is. Anyway, it's on the north side, not the south. So the 400 West on the south side goes into a larger development.
Okay.
On the north side, there are probably 7 homes maybe that flank that road. Anyway, and the road's not, it's just a gravel road that heads in. So based on our road standards, the adopted road standards, the road would definitely have to be improved.
That's what I was.
To handle any new development.
Okay.
So alternative access to it, I spoke with the Westons, likely after you spoke with them, because they brought up the idea of zoning by agreement, and they asked about access through there's a HOA road on the Cache County side, and they asked about access.
It's 515. I'm just going to open up the public hearing, and you're good to finish. So, okay.
Anyway, so that was a question. I told them that the county, you know, if they had authorization to access the property on that side, the county wouldn't, we don't have any desire, nor I don't know that we have legal footing to stop them from accessing their property from that side. Once the roadway got crossed county line into Box Elder County, they would need to meet county road standards for whatever they're proposing is from a development perspective. But
and then correct me if I'm wrong, I looked into it a little bit more as well, and I think that that you and Marcus have spoken about it. The existing homes that are there were there before, and so they're grandfathered. But if any additional development goes in, it does need to meet county standard, and that is not something that the county does. That is typically borne by the developer or by the builder. And if they get the other homeowners to participate, that's fine. But if they choose not to, then it's on the person that's building or developing.
Yeah, whoever's creating the impact.
Okay.
So yeah, the county doesn't put in new roads. Yeah, whoever's creating the impact would install that road to the county standard, and then the county would adopt that road.
Like we did with Vables.
Yeah, it would be dedicated to the county, and the county would then maintain it from there forward.
Right.
Okay. You got any questions?
No.
Well, I might entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we follow the Planning Commission's recommendation of denial.
I'll second that.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Hatfield and a second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
You can finish your...
You want me to do my other one?
Yeah, that way you can leave.
Okay. So, second item is the Mountainside subdivision. This is located in South Willard, Highway 89 and 7425 South. It's 6 lots. They all front on an existing county road. It has been through reviews from all applicable departments, comes with a recommendation of approval, and it has a subdivision improvement agreement with it as well. So I guess our recommendation is approval with the improvement agreement.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Water looks good.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I would make a motion that we approve the Mountainside subdivision.
Second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Scott, a second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Do you want me to sign them?
No, I can grab that one.
Okay.
He's signing the improvement agreement right now.
Okay.
So I'll just have to sign them all together.
All right. Let me know.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. I opened up the public hearing, and now we're going to have, it's a creation of the agriculture protection area in the Garland area, Green/Munns. So anybody would want to speak specifically to that ag protection area and know the things that they are more than welcome to come up and speak at this time. And just state your name and where you're from. You might have to pull that microphone up to you so they can hear you. Thanks.
My name is Trevor Nelson. I'm the general manager of the Bear River Canal Company. I'm here representing them today. We just wanted to make a comment that we're supportive of an ag protection area as long as it doesn't affect the easements of the canal through that area. And then also looking towards the future, our system may start to service quite a bit of municipal secondary systems. And so we just wanted to voice our concern that if we needed to do improvements in that area, such as box culverts or lining, that would not be negatively impacted by the ag protection zoning in the future. We don't anticipate it would, but we just wanted that on the record.
Okay.
And that's the only comment that we have to make.
Okay. Thanks. If that's all, I'd take a motion. No. It's just for an area that's been, that they want put into an ag protection area. That they want their land in an ag protection area. So when people come in and build next to them, they actually show it on the map and shows that the, they're there first and people can't be encumbered by it.
Manure and all that stuff.
So if there's crap on the roads, literally, or any other problems that people can't come after them. So it's an ag protection area. Not necessarily. So this is just another good thing for them to be in, if they want to. Yeah.
It's their decision, yeah. That's their application.
I'll make a motion we close the public hearing.
I'll second that.
You got a motion by Commissioner Hatfield and a second by Commissioner Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then I entertain a motion to create the ag protection area.
Let's see. I've got that right here.
2109.
Okay. I'd make a motion that we approve resolution 2109, the ag protection area in the Garland area.
Second.
I got a motion by Commissioner Scott and a second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Well, what have I forgot?
West Box Elder Conservation Project.
Is she here yet?
Seen Danielle.
I haven't seen her.
She was in Tremont when she called.
We can elongate or we can go into closed session and then...
Tony Richards is supposed to be here too, but his little girl got COVID, so he's under quarantine.
What are you doing? Are you here for something? You just came to hang out? Because I kept looking to see what...
This is where all the cool kids are.
There is, yeah.
What was that, Marla?
We're happy you're here.
Yeah, she was in Tremont when she called, so she should be pretty close.
I don't think our closed session of stuff's going to take real quick.
That was at 5. So.
Okay. Do you want to entertain a motion to go into a closed session real quick, and then we can reopen it when she gets here? Because we will anyway.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Scott, a second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, you guys. If you want to just wait out in the...
Yeah.
Oh, she just walked in?
I'd make a motion that we go back into our regularly scheduled meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Scott, second by Commissioner Hatfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Danielle. Okay. Come on up and state your name, and if you got somebody coming with you.
Yeah, I guess I'm the one.
Pull up a chair and both of you state your names and where you're from. I can just pass it over to him.
Yep, there that works.
There you go. Oh, did I miss one?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Oh, so give one to Steve.
There you go.
All right, I'm William Kunzler.
And I'm Danielle Kunzler.
So we're here seeking some money to help fund the CRM. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the CRM or not. What we're needing some money for is to help keep it going. We had when the CRM was started, there was a grant, and we had Diane Tanner was the coordinator. The grant that she had ran, the money had come to an end. That grant went away. There was no way to reapply for it. She quit. Danny became the CRM coordinator. We didn't have no money to fund her. The district's been helping give her a little bit of money to help her. There's a lady that has been helping her in the CRM, Kaylee Garn. She's been helping Danielle with the CRM because she's had some funding in that to help with her job. Well, her funding has ran out. They're doing away with her position, and she will be gone. So that puts us to nobody to really help run it. We're, like it says there, we're asking $10,000 so we can help pay Danny part-time to keep it going. We're looking for a grant writer. We need some funding for a grant writer. Our hope is that, well, not our hope, what we're going to have done is we can keep this going, have coordinated resource management.
Somebody that's listening to us on the thing just texts me and says, what's a C for?
Coordinated resource management.
Did you get that, Keith?
Community resource management. So, that's what we're going for. Our hope is we're seeking this amount of money for 1 year, because with the grant writer, they'll be able to apply for grants and get funding for the CRM. So this would be a one-time funding. The CRM's important out in West Box. It's helped bring in a lot of money. This Kaylee, through the CRM, we was able to get $300,000 to help in fire rehab in the Grouse Creek area
through the NIFWIF
grant. Jay Tanner isn't here with us today, but he wanted us to mention that the CRM has helped be responsible for. Yeah, but it's helped bring in $2.5 million into Box Elder County through approximately $2.5 million. And so this is something that is important.
Well, there's a lot of crucial work that goes on out there. I mean, being on the board there, I felt bad because the meetings are the same time as the commission meetings, so I haven't been able to attend. But when we didn't have it on the same day as commission meetings, I tried to attend as often as I could.
And
it's a good group of people there and doing a lot of good.
Gives us a chance. The CRM gives.
You're going to need to get the microphone be on. No, you're fine.
Sorry. The CRM gives West Box Elder a chance to be able to meet with all the different agencies. This is a place where all the agencies are able to come together and discuss, and then the landowners can also come in and discuss. So the agencies can say, hey, these are our projects we have going on. And the landowners can say, well, we have a concern with this, or just allow for communication both in landowners and also in your agencies. So.
And Jeff, like you said, you've been on there, you've been in those meetings, seen the good and the things which do. We're kind of limping along with it. We'd like to keep it going and get it, and that we really don't want to lose it. So.
What are you guys' thoughts?
I think it's up to you guys. I'd like to at least take this into consideration and maybe
see where we can talk
about it, see what we can come up with, because I think we can come up with something to help out.
Okay.
I don't know that we can go to this extent, but we can help out with something, I believe.
What's your time frame? I mean, is there any funding
yesterday?
Through the end of 2021, or there's no funding?
Kaylee Garn's funding, from my understanding, ends the end of
this year.
Yeah,
so what I thought.
Yeah,
so it's running out.
January is when.
So can I ask you, when it says back into hiring a contractor to assist, with these grants, will you please get a hold of us or to Jeff of what grants and what kind of matching things are going to be on with that also? So if you know what I mean, if you say you've got some grants coming up.
Well, we don't have.
We would find an assistant.
That's what I'm saying. So I would make sure that we kind of know what you're looking at, how much those grants would be, because, we can help you with some of that stuff that's going on with not only the state, but the feds. If you can get to us and we can get our congressman involved and we can help you try to find that kind of money to help in those areas.
Okay.
And we know the commissioner of Ag in Salt Lake very well, and maybe there's some things that they can help you with also.
Okay, so you're wanting us to get with you with the grants and that we're wanting and needing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can put a list together and get to you.
Yeah.
A lot of times on the contract, they'll ask for matching funds or cooperating agencies. And if you have that, it generally pushes you up the list on the grants, because they know that the money's going to be leveraged. So if you're asking for $100,000 for a project, but you have 50 from here, 25 from here, and 10 from here, and you only need 15 to finish it out, mm-hmm. it's a lot easier to ask. And
see, that's what Miss Kaylee Garn has been doing. is going through there, finding these grants, doing all these things. We've been able to use the CRM to help get some of those grants, and that's the problem with her leaving. That's our grant writer, our grant finder, with her being gone.
Your info, you need some assistance there.
Yeah, we need assistance.
What is Josh Dallin? Does he help you at all through the USU?
Well, what he can.
And that's what I'm just wondering, if there's any way that he can help with that, with the grant writing and stuff too, because they have grant writers on staff through USU.
And we can discuss with him and see if he'd be willing to help out. We can do some
talking. Clint could be a resource too.
Yeah, Clint.
Clint Hill. Yep. We've coordinated with all them guys in our district.
We use Clint quite a bit in the district area.
Okay. We have. Both of those come to all the
district meetings. We've talked to them. And
right.
So, I mean, we have been trying. That's kind of where we've come to you guys, because we've tried with Kayla, we've tried with these things to find. Just it's hard sometimes to get somebody focused in on one for that. So, but yeah, we can talk to them and ask them to help. We've done it before. We'll ask them again. But
and also putting the stuff down that you talked with about how much money has actually came through. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know, but when we're presenting it to other people, if we can take a look and say, look, you know, for this 30 grand, we're going to be able to get some of this stuff back, which is, like you said, well, almost 1.5 million, 300,000, you know, things like that.
That
would be helpful.
That'd just be great. Because we start into our budget meetings in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so your timing's pretty good.
Okay. Okay, we'll put that together, and
that'd
I guess
be great.
We'll
I'll
email
get
it.
One put together and get it emailed.
That'd be awesome.
So, okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks
for your
time. No,
thanks, you guys.
Sorry, making
thanks for
you
making
run
the trip.
In.
No, you're
just
all right.
Making the trip.
No,
you're good.
My fault.
Thanks for coming all the way in.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Let's have a safe drive home, you guys. Okay. Now I'd entertain a motion.
I'd make a motion that we go into a closed session to discuss personnel.
And second.
Legal.
And legal.
Yeah. Oh. Hers is personnel. Mine's legal.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Scott, second by Commissioner.